The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelow, along with Beth Foster. And every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
All right. Well, David, did you send your DNA to 23andMe? let's see. So a lot of people did, and we have some concerns about it.
Yes, we do. So a little bit of a backstory. Probably 20, maybe even 30 years ago, I had decided to do a genealogy-type application for my family.
Yeah.
And I worked on it and gathered data and all that, and then thought about it even back then. I said, I'm going to put this stuff online, all my family's information,
right,
dates of birth, all this stuff. I said, nah, we're not going to do it. So anyway, 23andMe came along, and 15 million people decided that they wanted to put their data out there and find out if they were half Italian and half Irish and what diseases they might be prone to.
This is true. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all well and good until the company files for bankruptcy. And based on their privacy policy, which all of us read all the time, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Before checking the box. Always.
Yeah.
Every single word and letter.
Yep. So the generic data that these folks have given the 23andMe would be sold to the new owner as per their company policy. So when we, a customer, gives our data to a private company like 23andMe and not a medical service provider, the data belongs to 23andMe. So there's no protections. Mm-hmm. There's no HIPAA. There's no GINA. There's nothing that's actually keeping them from doing whatever they want with your DNA data, which we don't even know yet how much you can derive from that DNA. The technology is still being developed.
Yeah.
No, this is so true.
The future is, I mean, they brought back a dead wolf species, so who knows what they can do with your DNA.
Well, honestly, they're solving a lot of true crime cases that went unsolved through this genetic testing. They're basically saying, let's say, you know, Rob's distant uncle did a genetic test, and then it trickles down to them finding out that, you know, Rob's genetic uncle, who has an offspring that's five times removed, possibly killed a man, you know, mm-hmm. many years ago, and they're whittling it down through this DNA data. But I feel as if they just need a simple warrant to get the certain data, and then they can figure it all out. So there's kind of, you know, questions about whether that's ethical or moral.
Yeah, so the law doesn't say much about genetic data and protecting us. There's nothing really on the books yet. I'm sure there are politicians working on it, but things just kind of grind really slowly. So now, I never put my data into 23andMe, and I'm going to guess that neither one of you guys did either.
No.
But you should still be concerned, mm-hmm. because if one of your extended family got their DNA tested, it still links back to you.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So some part, some component of your data is available in that database that you have absolutely no control over.
Right, absolutely. And then in your article, you say, because I just want to make note of this, you mentioned HIPAA, which is, you know, everybody knows what HIPAA is as far as, you know, protecting your medical records. But I guess HIPAA only protects those records if it's administered by your healthcare provider, which 23andMe is not. So, David, would you say it's a bad idea to give your DNA pretty much to any company that does this? Like, let's say Ancestry.com. They have a whole business of doing this. Would you also not do Ancestry.com?
Only because we don't know what the ramifications are in the future, as Rob said.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what they're going to be able to derive from us. It's being used, as you said, for police work now. And it's going to be, I'm sure, although they don't say this, but I'm sure it's going to be being used when we're going for health insurance or car insurance or all those things. They're going to find this data and say, well, this person is not a good risk. Let's not give it to him, or let's raise the price up.
Oh, yes.
So
that would be
bad. These things can be used against us. I think this 23andMe bankruptcy is another wake-up call for personal data sharing.
Yeah.
No, I think it's definitely unfortunate how it went down, too. From what I heard, the 23andMe staff were dismissed in a matter of hours, and so nobody was really able to protect the data and the DNA that they actually had. It was just immediately given to the new ownership, which I think, you know, they didn't. They weren't able to do their due process, I feel.
Who is the new owner? Do we know yet?
I don't have any idea who it is. I'm going to guess that it's some kind of a financial backing company, not so much someone who's going to run the company moving forward. They're just going to probably take what they can from it. And now that they have this data, it may not be as valuable today as it's going to be in 10 years. But everyone's data that's up there, 50 million people, is going to be a valuable asset to be sold in some manner for some use that may or may not be good for us.
Right, David, because you often talk about data leaks and hackers and such. So if a hacker or somebody who is proficient in leaking data sees that there's this changeover between companies regarding DNA data, you know, real genetic material, do you think that that could be, you know, just a lying fish in the pond for a hacker?
Absolutely, because, you know, there are sophisticated companies right now that can't handle breaches that are happening every single day.
Right.
This is not a sophisticated company, and it's only a holding company. They're not going to care much about what they have. They just want to move forward and make money.
Mm.
So, all right. So the best thing you would say would be to avoid doing these type of things for now, unless there was some kind of, I don't even know if an organization made their promise that they wouldn't, if that would be upheld in court if they go out of business. But it's too bad that there isn't more of a guarantee where you could go do this for, you know, finding the information that you want without taking the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, you know, HIPAA does protect you for this. So if it's medically prescribed, it's better than 23andMe. It's a commercial company. But still, medical facilities are being hacked all the time.
Right. I was about to say, because I think Quest Diagnostics does similar things. But, they could get hacked.
This becomes a valuable piece of data to try and get. Now, not just your Social Security number, not your credit cards. Those, you can change your credit card. You can't change your DNA.
This is true.
No, that's your blueprint. That's your DNA.
I'm going to take a trip to Chernobyl, though, in the fall, and we'll just that way. No, just kidding.
Yeah, that'll alter it for you. All right, David, where do people go to read more about 23andMe and the latest?
Go to hacksmartit.com. Click on my blog link. There's some things that folks should do right now if they have the account. And I have an article up there that you may want to read from the Mozilla Foundation about how you should not share your data.
Mm.
All right. Very interesting. And, you know, I wrote this off initially because I wasn't involved, but then heads smarter than mine started getting into this real deep, and it's becoming a real wormhole right now.
No, I agree. Thank you so much, David. Yeah, so important.
Thank you, David.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
AcSmartIT.com. AcSmartIT.com.